Okay, so the other part was that that what I'm doing is prophetic. It's a sign, camping out in the wilderness. The true church is in the wilderness, the remnant, scattered. And the Amos 9. And that there's going to be just a really severe dealing with. Amos 9, the remnant church, the called out ones. Anyway, right now, a whole group of young Israelis are walking by with their backpacks loaded up and all their camping gear and their rug, little mats to lay on. And they all got Israeli flags and they're carrying a big Israeli flag. And so, I don't know, it looks like they got IDF shirts on it, so they might be training out or whatever. There you go. I'm now going swimming to take off all the 5,000 or 6,000 air miles on my body and being squinched up in a little seat. Ugh! And just kick back at the beach and wait for Yana and Marina to show up in a while. Shalom. Okay, here I am Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Tel Dor Beach. Next to Nashalim on the north of Israel Mediterranean coast. Get you here. It's the ocean. Time to go surf. Anyway, so let me get a review. It was a long trip, but I got here. On the way up here, I drove El Dan and came to Caesarea Philippi and drove on Baron de Rothschild Drive. Prayed again. I spoke to a woman in the plane about the Rothschilds, and that her opinion was that this was a very capitalistic nation. The Rothschilds came here to make money, and they started all these kibbutz and moshavs, but they were independent, and they were in no way communal communism or socialism, as other people have opinionated. So that was very interesting to get another view. She also told me that vinegar and water will help with jellyfish stings, that there are many, many jellyfish out. And I asked her, why did she think that? She said, because of the changing temperatures of the Mediterranean over the past few years. Anyway, so here I am, and I called a few people. I still have some things to get together, but I was asked what was the Lord showing me and how to pray over these different sites and issues. And so over the dragon boat issue was Isaiah 27, 28, and 29, Leviathan in 27, 28, the veil of deception, the web that's being woven along with the Buddhist peace vases that are being buried all over the land, and the invitation for Leviathan to come in, lock, stock, and barrel, and possess the nation and the waterways. And in Isaiah 28, it talks about Ariel, which is Jerusalem, and the judgment that's coming on them for their disobedience and for they're so, you know, they can't see. They're so blind. There's no way. They're so deaf. They can't hear. Maybe they would turn, you know, and repent, but they're not perceiving what's really going on, because of the veil of blindness over them, and that it is about Ariel, Jerusalem, and also about, and of course, I heard somewhere, I forget who said it, I don't know if it's Tom Horn, when Ariel Sharon dies, that it will usher in the Antichrist. So he's vegetative. But anyway, and June 5th, this year will be the 45th year since the war broke out. What's called the Six-Day War, in which Jerusalem became the undivided capital, June 5th, 1967. So June 5th this year will be the 45th year, and there will be a lunar blood-red eclipse. So this is going to be very interesting to be here at this time. And then I also said that in Jeremiah that it's because of the sin of the priest that the judgment is coming, and because of their blindness, and that it was Jeremiah 3 and 4. Jeremiah had to do with the north country, the tribes of Dan, the north of Israel, and the judgment in their sins. And then Jeremiah 4 had to do with Judah and Jerusalem, the middle central part of Israel, and what their the indictments of the Lord against them. And so that we were coming in to raise up a standard, the word of the Lord, the covenant, and that that to ask for the remittance for the sins, that a window would be given for the gift of repentance to come before the judgment. That judgment was surely coming and would be very severe. For those who were under the shadow of the Almighty, they would be protected. For those who were in sin and error, they were going to go through purgings and dealings with the Lord, and it was going to be very severe.